Helping Hand, weekly feature, Fridays on HPR One stations, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we are learning about a returning guest organization, NAMI Hawaii, and some things they've got coming up one event they've got coming up is with Mental Health America of Hawaii and the Hawaii Arts Alliance. It's the first ever Hawaii Art and Mental Health Summit. And then, according to a release, this event will be an opportunity to learn about the use of art and therapeutic intervention, how to heal and grow through self-expression, remove the boundaries around creating, and provide a facilitated forum to collect the needs of folks in the community. The event is Friday, September 6th, 10 to 3 at the Ballrooms at Dole Cannery, and NAMI also have two fundraising and awareness-raising walks that are coming up. They're both on October 12th. Honolulu Hale check-in at 8 a.m. is one of the walks, starting at 9. That same day, though, they're going to do what I understand is their first walk in Hilo, yes, which is going to be at Liliuokalani Gardens, and check-in at 8, and the walk starts at 9, too. We're going to hear about both with Kumi McDonald of NAMI Hawaii, who has returned and joins us again here on Helping Hand. Thanks for coming.
Well, thanks, Dave, for always inviting us.
You are welcome. You guys do a lot of great work in the community. And on that note, explain who NAMI is and how you guys function.
Yes, thank you. Well, NAMI Hawaii is National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are the Hawaii State chapter, and there's an affiliate in every single state in America. And so what we do is we're grassroots, we're people first, a movement that goes and says we're going to make a difference for mental health. And so what we do is we provide support, education, advocacy, and awareness. And some of what we're doing for the Hawaii Art and Mental Health Summit is awareness.
So this is the first time you guys have done something like this, and it sounds like from the description in introducing you that it's trying to tap the potential for artistic expression and get-togethers to be therapeutic for folks who have mental health issues.
Absolutely. So we've known from, you know, since the beginning of time that people have used art and creative expressions as form of healing. And sometimes I think in the current day, we start to forget that. And now I think a lot of us are starting to go back to our roots and saying, hey, let's get back to some of these cultural practices that we've done in our past, in our, you know, human existence, and say, how does that bring healing to our mental health and our wellness? Because it's not just about mental illness and how we can fix somebody who has chronic mental illness, but just general people. We all need to be mentally healthy. And so this is a part of how we can bring healing and wholeness within our minds and our creativity.
And so give a little, paint a picture since we're radio. It's again, the event is coming up Friday, September 6th. It's 10 to 3, as we said, over at the Ballrooms at Dole Cannery. Now, describe what's going to be happening there and who should be thinking about attending this and what will be taking place.
Well, it's going to be a really, really creative and fun day. And it's a little bit different from all of our other conferences where it's mostly, you know, conference, breakout, and, you know, that type of thing. This is very interactive. It's going to be, you're going to start off at 10 o'clock with a playground, which is for grown-ups to go out and say, hey, let's tap into our creativity, our passions, our fun part of our existence. Sometimes we forget that. So we're going to go and learn interactive ways of how to use our creativity through music, movement, art, and you get to actually do hands-on activity at the ballroom. We're going to have this time for everyone to do some interactive things. And then after that, we're going to have lunch and a keynote speaker, and then we'll have two separate breakouts on topics like art therapy. So we hear about that, where we could, you know, we hear a lot of art therapists coming in and using it on people with depression or anxiety or OCD, things like that. But there's going to be two separate times for workshops. So you can participate in the art therapy session one and then do a different session in session two. But the three breakout options are art and therapy, artist therapy, expressive healing. So, you know, there's going to be things about like using creativity, communication, collaboration, and trying to use our creative sense to find healing and wholeness through that. And then the third one is a community cafe where people of different communities, different providers, or even people living with the recovery process can go in and interact and create a dynamic conversation and try to think of strategies of making differences in the future.
And so is this geared more at providers?
Mm-hmm.
That's who, or who are you aiming this at?
So this is really for everyone, anyone interested in mental health, anyone interested in creativity. So this is great for teachers, providers, therapists, people living in recovery, moms and dads who can take it and use it with their families, and how can we use creativity to de-stress our lives. So anyone who's really interested in creativity and mental wellness.
And who did you mention, speakers, any of the names you can provide?
Yeah, so we have a really interesting team that's Tanya Yamanaka and Sherry Tile. And they're both art activists from Pune. And they're going to use like comedy and kind of sketch art and some other types of creative expressions and talk about how that can be used for making changes in politics, overcoming depression, how to get over being overwhelmed and take things into action. So it's going to be kind of fun and creative. And then we have Matt Del Rosario, who was raised in the islands, and he's going to do some academic and professional experience in dance and teach us how to use our, so you don't have to be a dancer, but he's going to teach us how to use movement as part of our creative self-healing. And then, so, and we also have Mayu Langford, who came to our NAMI, another event that we had, and she's a music therapist, so she uses fun music, and that just brings so much joy and healing inside of your inner person, right? So there's so many other things that are going on, but we want, you can go onto our website and get more information on all the different speakers.
And do folks need to, know the event, how much does it cost, and do they need to register in advance?
They do need to register. It's $45, because there are supplies. Mm-hmm. There is a great lunch that's attached to this, and so it is, it's a real deal, and so it's, you do need to register by September 2nd is the absolute last deadline date, and we'd like you to, you can go and find more information on namihawaii.org.
Is this summit based on similar events that are happening elsewhere in the mental health community, because you were talking about the value that this sort of thing provides?
So Mental Health America Hawaii and the Hawaii Arts Alliance have been partnering in the past and doing, you know, bringing mental health awareness and art projects together, bringing graffiti artists, you know, the people who do a lot of the kaka'ako paintings. They'll get them, or they'll have other Hawaii artists, and they'll do special fundraisers and awareness events. And this is the first time they've invited NAMI to participate in this summit, but this summit is something new.
Okay.
And so what we hope to do is that Hawaii Arts Alliance and Mental Health America are doing an initiative on creative wellness and saying, hey, let's not focus just on illness. Let's focus on wellness and how to use our creativity. And so they're going to be doing more projects in the future. And one of the projects that we partnered with is that for the walk, for instance, they're going to have an art interactive tent for our NAMI walks coming up on October 12th. And so they're going to be able to do some of these activities in a smaller scale at our NAMI walks.
Well, that's a good transition to this other event that Kumi has, or two events that she's got on her radar. And these are coming up October 12th, both of them, one in Hilo and the other one in Honolulu. They both check in at 8. The walk starts at 9. Now, talk about how the walks work as fundraising and awareness raising events for NAMI.
So NAMI is, we really try to provide all of our education programs free of charge, support groups all free of charge to the public. So this is our major fundraiser. And the walk is not just a fundraiser, but it's an awareness. When people come and say, hey, we care. The first walk I ever attended, 2014, we had 200 people.
Okay.
Last year we had about 1,000.
Wow.
That's a big difference.
Sure.
When 1,000 people show up, people are going to take notice. So it's going to bring a lot more awareness when everyone shows up and says, hey, we care.
And the one in the Hilo, did I have it right? It's the first time you got
it? It's the first one ever, and we're so excited. There's a group of these exciting gals in Hilo that they're going to do their first walk ever, And so if you live in the Big Island, please join them.
And talk about the ways that people support the walk. So, because there are a lot of walks, and that's why I ask you to kind of describe it, because people, they all function sort of differently. Sometimes it's like you register, and that's a way that the nonprofit makes money. Mm-hmm. Other times there's no registration. People try to fundraise and get people to sponsor them. Describe how this one works.
So ours is absolutely free to register. You can just show up on the day of and register and walk. So there's no registration fee. However, we really do encourage people to just blast out emails, Facebook, Instagram, and say, hey, would you support me with a small donation? What I usually do is just say, could you give up a coffee this week and just donate $5? And most people do. They can give up a coffee.
That's a great way of trying to make it easy for people.
Yeah, and then if they raise $100, then they get a free T-shirt, which is very coveted. And so that's our way of fundraising for the year. And people who don't donate, that's okay. Just show up and walk. It makes a difference just showing up.
That's I always like it when people say something like that, because a lot of folks are struggling to get by, and just showing up, as you said, is a way of supporting.
Absolutely. Bring your family. It's a safe place for kids. People bring their dogs, they bring their people. For instance, if one gal says she brings her mother who was manic with her bipolar episode, and she's not doing well, but she can come to the walk, and everyone says, that's okay, we love her anyway, and it's a safe place to just have fun as a family, enjoy music, games, activities, and learn some wellness tools.
So in addition to the way we talked about people trying to ask for folks to sponsor their walk, basically, with small donations as a way to support the organization. Are there other ways that people could help you guys? Meaning, do you need any supplies for the infrastructure that you guys need to put on the walk, volunteers, anything like that? Put out the word.
So we always need assistance with setup and cleanup. So if you love doing that, if you like decorating on walk day, we start really early, but we could use a lot of help. So a lot of people will just show up and put flyers up or make posters, put up balloons. So we welcome that on walk day. There's also other ways you can partner. We love partnerships. And, I did speak with Zara Misbin from the Hawaii Arts Alliance, and they're always looking for partnerships as well. If you're really into art, if you love working with kids or creativity, they're always looking for partnerships too. So if you're someone says, hey, I want to volunteer my time, or I want to volunteer our organization and do some type of partnership work, definitely we welcome that as well. NAMI does that, Hawaii Arts Alliance, Mental Health America. So we're always looking for that. And supplies, yes, we're always welcoming different types of supplies, especially administrative assistance and supplies, walk day decorations. If you're the type that has, I've got giveaways, that's always good too. Like if you have a small business, I have like 10 t-shirts that we didn't sell, donate that. We can use that as a raffle gift, gift cards for small businesses, $20 gift cards, or even services, goods and services. So we welcome anything. Just give us a call. We don't reject anything.
And then when it comes to the one on Hawaii Island being a debut, is there anything in particular that you found that the folks there need as they go forward with the walk?
They really want people to show up.
Because it's their first one.
It's their very first one.
So attendance is there.
Attendance is key. And please join them. See how they can use some help. Of course, they need volunteers on the walk day. So please contact them, or you can find all that information on our website.
And then pulling away from these two events and just looking at NAMI's needs throughout the years and ways that people could support you guys, are there other volunteer needs throughout the year or other areas throughout the year that you want to just put the word out there to folks in the community who are eager to support you, ways that they can tap that?
Yeah, so what we are always looking for are people who are extremely motivated for the cause. We want people to say, hey, this is really important to me. And then we want to tap into their unique giftings and talents and see how they can partner with us in volunteerism or maybe perhaps being a leader of a team. So, for instance, recently someone just says, hey, I'm an IT tech and I can help you. Great. Well, he's helping us revamp our website. So whatever your gifting and your specialty is, we'd love to work with that.
And then for folks who are in need of services, talk about some of the ways that, because you mentioned in the beginning, there's no fee for any of the services that you provide. Shine the light on the things for folks who are, because I think it's like, what is it? One of every four people is suffering from a mental health crisis. Highlight the services that you want to give visibility to.
So we provide support groups for families and people living in recovery. And, you know, support is the key. Oftentimes people get medication and therapy, but then the family members are like, I don't know what to do with my loved one who's struggling. That we provide that. We provide support so that you don't feel alone. You don't feel like burning out, so that you don't give up on your loved one with mental health issues. We also provide education. We have classes. We do free presentations. We'll go to businesses, classrooms, youth groups, churches, and give free presentations on what are some danger signs to look for, or how can you be stress-free? How can you live more mentally healthy? So we do all of these things, and we also answer a lot of phone calls and emails. Like, you know, just this morning, dad's saying, hey, my daughter's struggling. What can I do? So we give them some, you know, things that they can try. Go see this doctor, do that. And we'll give you all the information for free. And we're always there.
And in general, before I give your contact info, how do you guys get funding? In addition to these fundraising events that we've been talking about, what's your other methods of funding?
Currently, the major donation is the walk.
Okay.
That is our biggest one. And then we do get small grants and private donations. And hopefully we're going to get some more grants coming up soon, hopefully. But, you know, we're always kind of waiting for that. But the walk is really important. It gets the word out. It gets visibility. And it really helps us a lot.
Here's how to get in touch with the organization. And as Kumi was saying, you can learn more about these pair of walks, one of them a debut in one of our island communities. NamiHawaii.org is their website. You can send an email with questions, or if you have heard some of what Kumi was talking about, if you have a skill or supply or anything you want to offer in particular and you want to reach out to them and make them aware of that, or have a question regarding how you can do that with them, info@NamiHawaii.org. You can give them a call, 808-591-1297. You can get the full interview, the radio feature, all of their contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand segments online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. And the dates are coming up soon. Friday, September 6th, 10 to 3, over at Dole Cannery, they're going to be doing their first ever Hawaii Art and Mental Health Summit.
Right.
And then there's going to be a pair of walks, as we said, both in Honolulu and in Hilo, which is the debut in Hilo. And they're both on October 12th, checking in at 8 a.m. Walk starts at 9. Is that a Saturday?
It is.
That's a Saturday. So it's a good day for a lot of people to be taking advantage of that. And we've been hearing about all of this with Kumi MacDonald from NAMI Hawaii and a returning guest here on Helping Hand. We've had a number of times. Always a pleasure to support you guys. And great work that you're doing in the community. And on behalf of all the folks that you inspire to both show their philanthropic side and for folks who you're trying to help out, thanks for doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Dave. I really appreciate it.